CZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The Public Servants Association says recent upgrades at an Umlazi hospital aren't enough to solve ongoing challenges. This week, KZN Health unveiled a new 14 million rand CT scanner and a water treatment plant at Prince Mshiyeni Memorial Hospital. MEC Nomagugu Simelane hopes the new scanner will help clear the cancer screening backlog and the new system will ensure a safe, reliable water supply. The PSA's Mnungisi Ndlovu says while they welcome the upgrades, other issues remain.
The hospital continues to face severe human resource crisis with critical shortage of doctors, nurses, pharmacists, social workers, cleaners, porters and administrative staff. It is for this reason as PSA we are saying the MEC, the Premier and all the leadership collective must address the issues of shortage of staff in order for hospital to operate efficient and effective. They must have enough human capital.
Flood victims evicted from a Durban hotel say the experience of being homeless has taken a mental toll on them. More than 100 people were evicted from Bayside Hotel this week following delayed payments by KZN Human Settlements. The victims are from different parts of eThekwini and some of them have been displaced since the April 2022 floods. On Thursday, the department moved them to another facility. Sibongile Mkhize, a 2022 flood victim, says the repeated relocations have been hard. She says despite promises, the government has yet to provide houses.
No one provides counseling for flood victims. The government just dumps people anywhere and think that's fine. I know a mother who lost 3 children in the floods and their bodies were never recovered. Just imagine, what is she going through?
Human Settlements MEC Sboniso Duma is expected to announce a way forward today. And former DA parliamentary leader Lindiwe Mazibuko says she hopes the national dialogue will lead to real change. Mazibuko is one of the eminent persons chosen to help champion the dialogue, which aims to unite the country around key social and political challenges. President Cyril Ramaphosa met with the group of influential South Africans at the Union Buildings on Friday. Mazibuko says she wants to see feedback from citizens reflected in actual policy shifts.
There are some who say it's a talk shop. The fact that government is involved means people are taking their concerns directly to the implementers of solutions. So I've got high hopes.
And Donald Trump says he's introducing tariffs of 30% on all imports from the European Union and Mexico from the 1st of next month. In letters posted to his Truth Social account, the US president said America's relationship with Europe has been far from reciprocal. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the bloc will adopt proportionate countermeasures if America proceeds. The top story, the Public Servants Association says recent upgrades at an Umlazi hospital aren't enough to solve ongoing challenges. It's after KZN Health unveiled a new 14 million rand CT scanner and a water treatment plant at Prince Mshiyeni Memorial Hospital. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.